Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. I just want eternal life. I just want eternal life.
Living this world, trying to be different. Look, I swear it gets tempting. Y'all be like him. Please don't be like me. Y'all know y'all sinners in this thing called life, but I might have y'all be. Time after time, day after day, I swear this flesh is weak. Lord, I need your helping hand. Guide me through the things that I can't understand. Take me from a boy and make me to a man. I just wanna enter to your promised land. And I know that I can, and I know that I will. But my sin earned a bill that my fingers can't peel. So when the judgment is near, I will have no fear. No, you still near, no, you still care. That cross you bear, that blood you shed. For my burdens, my Lord, look, you left them down. You was there, said, put them on my tab. I got him, put them on my tab. You paid that price for me. I wasn't dead, I see. And that penalty was death. Stupid, is this on me? Lord, stupid, is this on me? Not cause how good I've been. You saved me in my sin. Work it won't get you in. Work it won't get you in. Justin, look, don't be afraid to be different. I know you're not perfect, my grace is sufficient. That's why I give you purpose. To worship me, in spirit and in truth. I formed you in your mother's womb before the world ever knew you. Spend every day with me, you hurt. Son, come pray to me. Not only when you need me, sometimes reach out and greet me. Believe in me, like I believe in you. I got your life in the palm of my hands. I promise to never harm you or leave you, betray you, forsake you. Every trial you go through was set up all just for your breakthrough. So walk by faith and not by sight. It's easier to walk in darkness when you know the light. So take flight, we on to a new life. Streets of gold, happiness, peace, filled with eternal life. If I take my time, would you still believe? It takes patience and faith to reap my promises.
Been through the fire, been through the flood. Done a lot of things that I'm so ashamed of. But I know you died to save my soul. So if that's what you want from me, then you get it without guarantee. Cause I just wanna see your face in that beautiful holy place. So if I can't see you now, I know I'll see you somehow. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight.
Welcome, family, to Man Up the Movement. This is that time that we come together, that we have taken personal responsibility for our own lives. Yes, man up simply means now is my time to fight. Now is my time to take personal responsibility for my own life. Now, no longer am I relying on my personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. Now my steps are ordered by the Lord. Now I am walking in my purpose with God. Now I'm holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. Yes, I am no longer operating with a double mind. I am no longer operating with a double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose, and I am the God in me through Jesus Christ, who gave so much for this right to the tree of life. So I man up today, and I take my personal responsibility, and so will we also as we share with each one. I dare you to invite one, to invite one, to invite one to get on this broadcast. Yes, this is the third Thursday of every month, and it is detox time. You know, Pastor Dwayne is our lead host for this broadcast, but it's such an honor to intro him, but to also be walking with him. Good evening, man of God. Welcome, man up. It's your time.
Man up. One, welcome everyone in to Man Up on the Movement with Pastor Dwayne Collins. Like I said, Pastor, he's the co-host of the show. I just want to say God bless you, brothers and sisters that are listening in, knowing that God has made it a new day. Why? Because you're alive. You're still focused. You still have God touch on you. You got up in the right mind. You didn't get up in the wrong mind. You got up in the mind of Christ. And I just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome out to y'all. Say deuces up. How y'all doing?
You know what? When you said that, it's important that we know that every day I do better. And that's what I'm so motivated about manning up, is that every day I'm trying to do better and go higher and be more found pleasing in God's eyesight. Not man, but in God's eyesight.
And that's true. That's true. And
yes, sir.
That's
yes, sir.
Our goal. Well,
look,
do better now. You know?
Look,
and
now
so
you
I,
know
I,
me. And you,
I,
me and you get to look. Me and you get to going back and forth, and we'll get off track. I'm gonna back out and allow you to intro the mighty man of God, Apostle Logan, tonight. That is, you guys are partnering up in ministry. I just so many things you're gonna tell. I don't want to give anything away. But man of God, be blessed. Man of God, be anointed. And man of
Amen.
God, flow under the Holy Spirit. Apostle Logan is live along with Pastor Dwayne. Go ahead, Pastor Dwayne.
Well, I want to welcome you, Apostle, to Man Up on the Movement. With every third Tuesday, we do a host of show. Our goal is to do better as man. What we need, our goal is to do better. Not tomorrow, not next week, now. That's our main focus here, that we're trying to do better. Even here in Madison, Wisconsin, we're trying to do better. And I had you on my heart and my mind to do this Coastal show. And I was like, well, let me call the man of God that trusted in me, Father, put me in a position to where I could be blessed, also where he could be blessed. And I was thinking about you as the apostle of the ministry that I am, of the pastor of, as a Rhema for ministry. That's the name of the ministry.
Amen.
He's the founder. He's the founder and the co-host of this ministry, and I just want to introduce everyone to Apostle Logan. That's my apostle, that's my pop, that's my friend, that's my brother in the gospel. He's all
Amen.
In that in one for me. So I respect him with my whole heart and want to introduce the world to him, because he's, like I said, he's a man after God's own heart, and the name of the show is Man Up. And so he's put me in position to tell me what man up, you know, get things together, get things going. You know, I give you my heart. What's in my heart, I give to you. And he gave me a vision of the heart of the ministry. And so that's what I'm trying to do, man up. But I don't want to tell you all about me, because y'all are blessed to know about me. But I want to introduce everyone to Apostle Lowell. And, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself, sir.
I'm really excited to be on the show tonight. Meet everybody, saying hi to everybody. It's an honor and a privilege to be on the platform with you guys. I've been doing the ministry for 22 years now. I've been serving the Lord with any kind of ups and downs, because sometimes you are high on a mountain, sometimes you are in the valley to look for his face, to have some fresh word, some fresh rhema. And I'm really blessing the Lord for the opportunity to give me to be in the state now. I've come originally from Africa, from Ivory Coast. So my first language is French, as you can hear in my accent. But I think that there is no language barrier in the kingdom of God. That's why I'm on this platform, and that's why we came here with my family in 2009. And We have been immigrants since then, and I'm blessed to be a part of what God is doing in the United States and over the world with me in the ministry. I just want to bless the name of the Lord for tonight, for my son, Pastor Dwayne Collins, that really invited me and bring me on this platform, and I'm glad to be here tonight.
Amen. Amen. Well, I know that you have a word that it rocked, it shook me, you know, and at the same time it shook me, and I was just out, you know, thinking about it. I said, well, this is a word that the nation need to hear, because it's God eloquent. God's eloquent in everything he do. And the way you taught it and the way you shared it with the body of Christ, it was excellent. It was, you know, and so I'm saying to myself, I said, well, God, you know, this is the word that the nation really need to hear, because this is a time of a moment where we as man got the man up. And I, like I say, he got a word, so I'm going to get out the way, because I want you guys to hear this word, because this word is going to bless you. Well, this is going to bless me and Pastor E. So I'm going to get out the way, and I'm going to let the apostle come with that mighty word that he has in his belly. Amen. And
amen.
And so we're just going to step out of the way, and an apostle, it's on you, sir.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you all. God bless you all. I'm really glad to be on the conference call right now and be connected. I want us to pray. Father, I want to bless your name for this opportunity. Father, I have nothing to say on tonight, and I know that you have something to release to your children. Father, here I am. Send me. Let us hear your words. Let the blind and be able to see on tonight. Let the sick be able to be healed. Let the people who are tired be able to be restored by the flow of your spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I will talk tonight about something, you know. My son wants me to preach about something that he heard Sunday. I was preaching about, it was about the fig tree, about how Jesus walked out of Bethany, and he found the fig tree, and he was kind of producing some leaves, but in reality there were no fruit in it. And but the Lord is putting my heart talking about something else. Maybe we'll talk about this another day, but the Lord is putting on my heart something different, because we are talking about man up here. We are talking about nationwide movement that is taking over to touch a man to step into the ministry, into the call that they have been assigned by God. And I want for that to go with 2 Samuel. If you have a Bible, you can open it where you are. But 2 Samuel talk about the verse 9, the chapter 9, starting with the first verse. And I will do the reading. David asked, is there anyone still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake? Now, there was a servant of Saul's household named Ziba. They summoned him to appear before David, and the king said to him, are you Ziba? At your service, he replied. The king asked, if there is no one still alive from the house of Saul to whom I can show God's kindness. Ziba answered the king, there is still a son of Jonathan. He is lame in both feet. Where is he? The king asked. Ziba answered, he is at the house of Machir, son of Amiel, in Lodabar. So King David had him brought from Lodabar, from the house of Machir, son of Amiel. When Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David, he bowed down to pay him honor. David said, Mephibosheth, at your service, he replied. Don't be afraid, David said to him, for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will always eat at my table. Hallelujah. I want to talk about something that is really being on my mind about the people of God, about the people of God who are in the house of God, and they are not producing any kind of fruit. They are standing, they are there, but they are not producing. People getting married around you. People getting new job around you. People getting new cars around you. People getting some favor into the ministry, getting connection, traveling around, spreading the word of God. But you still not getting anything. Like, it's like you have been forgotten. This message is for you. For you, if you thought that at one point in your life, you have been forgotten by God. You thought that whatever you were doing was not enough for God to be able to see you. The truth is, God was preparing a time such as this for you to hear that word that will change your whole life. It will change the whole direction of your ministry. It will change the whole dimension of how you see God and how God can respond. David came and asked. David was the king of Israel. David came and asked a question to somebody as he was eating. David asked a question to know if there's anybody in the kingdom who knew somebody from the family of Jonathan that he can bless. And a man named Ziba responded to him. And Ziba told him that he knew somebody. But the way David asked the question, Ziba was afraid that maybe the king tried to kill somebody. Maybe the king tried to retrieve life from somebody. So he doesn't know if he's doing the right thing. So when he answers, he's like hesitant because he's saying, I know somebody. His name is Mephibosheth, and he's from Lodebar. And for those people who really don't know the story of Mephibosheth and Lodebar, let me try to tell you something about Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth, his name means mouth of shame. He's a shameful person. He's somebody who is walking in the shame. Why? Because Mephibosheth was from a royal family. But when a drama happened into the house of his father, the servant that he has tried to run away with him and drop him as she was running. And she made him lose both of his feet in the run. So all his life, until David sent somebody to look for him, this man was crawling on the floor. This man looked like a beggar. This man completely lose the throne, lose everything that was connected to royalty, to wealthiness in his life. He was looking like nobody. He was looking like nothing because he was out of his season. He was completely dropped out of the memory of everybody else. Why? Because somebody dropped him because this person was not supposed to carry him in the first place. Let me talk about some people that you find in your life that are trying to carry you because they love you, because they try to help you, because they try to do something with you. Let's talk about those people who are always trying to pick you up when you are failing, because they think that they are giving you a hand on a help. But let me tell you this, sometimes God doesn't want anybody to help you because he is teaching you while you are crawling a lesson. He's teaching you something while you think that everybody else has abandoned you. God is thinking that is the best way for him to talk to you. Sometimes some channels are blocked. Some channels are crypted because God cannot talk to you because there is so many people who are talking to you at the same time. Sometimes because there is no silence in your life, God allows people to just forget about you for you to be able to hear about him. This nanny just picked up this 5-year-old guy that was capable to run faster than her, but she picked him up. She picked him up and dropped him because she could not carry the weight that he had. Sometimes people pick you up while they cannot carry you, they cannot carry the weight of whatever God has on your life. Some people try to understand your call. Some people try to understand your ministry. Some people try to understand the quality, the position that you have. But in reality, they can't understand what it's all about because they have never been there. How you understand the job of a quarterback when you are a linebacker? When you are a running back, you cannot understand the role of the quarterback because a quarterback has his own quality. He has his own potential. He has his way to run the game. That's the reason why in the middle of the game, you cannot replace a running back by the quarterback, and you cannot replace a quarterback by a running back. You can't do that because there is some rules and regulations that apply. And unfortunately, in the house of God, nobody is following the rules and the regulation that God has set into place. Nobody is listening what God wants to do. Everybody wants to do his own thing. That's why we have so many drops in the church. That's why we have so many people who are losing their feet. They cannot walk. They cannot do anything. They are full of shame because of the action, because of what they are doing. But let me tell you this. While everybody else will have dropped you, while everybody else will have forget about you, God is planning something that is coming to your life. God is planning a revival that you are not planning. Because let me talk to you about it. When God wants to do something, when God is about to do something, he doesn't allow you to plan with him. God is planning on his own because men are too confused. Men are too distracted to be able to plan with God. When God wants to plan, he plans alone. The only thing he's doing is just giving you some glimpse of whatever he's about to accomplish with you. But God doesn't give you the whole thing. Because if he tells you the whole thing, you will mess it up. And how many times we have been messing up with what God was about to do with us? Because God said, this season, you will work in miracle. What you do, the first thing that you do, you find a lake and you try to walk over that lake because you feel like you have an anointing to walk over the sea. I'm sorry, man, you will drown. Because God never told you to walk on the sea. He told you that you walk in miracle. That's two different things. Sometimes we have to be able to interpret what God is telling us. And if you don't interpret what God is telling you, what you will do, you will just allow the devil to give you some suggestions. And sometimes, and most of the time, you get out of season because you are not doing what God is requiring you this season. But let's come back to Mephibosheth, called by David. What happened to David? David remembered about the family of Saul. But David didn't decide to remember on his own. God put this memory in his mind. I'm talking to you right now as you are connected to this line, as you are connected on the radio. I'm connecting to you right now because God is about to mark your memory in the mind of somebody else. God is about to make you remembered by somebody that is about to be a blessing for you. God is about to make you remembered by somebody that will connect with you and your ministry. God is about to connect you to somebody that is about to sow some millions of dollars into your life, into your ministry, into your life. Let's get ready because the Lord is reminding people about you. So while God was putting the memory of the family of Saul in the mind of David, let me tell you this. When God is about to do something, when God is planning something, this thing doesn't stay into the supernatural. This thing is coming down on the natural for somebody to be able to accomplish whatever God already proclaimed in the supernatural. That's the reason why when David was asking about the family of Saul, God made possible that a man who knew the story of Mephibosheth was there. I want to tell you something. When you are going through some stuff, when you're thinking that everybody is is laughing at you. Everybody is ashamed of you. Sometimes I lost some witness to be in your life to see the good and the bad, because then we have to testify about you one day. Sometimes those people who are laughing at you will be the one that the Lord will use to be brought to the palace. God sometimes use some people who have seen your story, who have seen your suffering, to be able to send you back to the king. God is putting people in your life to witness what you are doing, good and bad. Just say that people are placed in your life for a reason. That's why you have to understand that you cannot fight against the connection that God is allowing in your life. There is some people who can stay. There is some people who have to go. You have to know that principle. There is nothing that God can do for you until you separate yourself from those people who are killing the anointing that is in your life. The curse are in your life, and you have to separate yourself from those people, because nothing good will happen to you. There is some people that God is connected to you because he wants them to be able to testify about you when the moment will come. So find the people that we bring you to the king, and not the people who drop you while they are running away.
Choose your connection.
Choose the people who are walking around you. Choose the people who are walking by you. The name Ziba means battle. The name Ziba means fight. God is allowing somebody in your life that will be your fighter, your warrior. He will be your angel. God is allowing in your life some people that you will never know where the reason why you were blessed. Sometimes God doesn't want you to know about them. Mephibosheth didn't know that Ziba was advocating for him. Mephibosheth didn't even know that somebody was remembering his story, but he was there and waiting for what I don't know, but it's kind of, he was at the place of the forgotten. Let me talk to you about the place where he was. Sometimes you have to understand that your mindset will determine what God will do next with you. Because if you are at a place of the forgotten, only God can remind your memory to somebody else to remember about you. Sometimes we have to place ourselves in the position that people can remember us. Somebody is not listening to me. Sometimes we have to put ourselves in the position that people can help us. You cannot come in front of somebody who is about to give you something if your hand is closed. You have to open your ears when you go to somebody that is about to bless you, because it's a principle. A hand who are closed cannot receive. Only a hand that is open can receive. So sometimes you have to put yourself in a position that you can receive from God. You are walking around the man of God. You want his anointing. You want what is in his life. But all you do is criticizing him. Let me tell you this. The salary of critics is death. When you want to receive something from the man of God you are serving, what you do, that means that you are serving him, doing his laundry, taking his bath, caring about everything about him, so that God can remember you and bless you when the time will come. Because while you are serving the man, you are serving God, because God is putting you in a position to serve. Ziba was the servant, but he was the one who reminds the king of who Mephibosheth were. So sometimes the people that are in your life, even at the low level, are there for a reason. There is a destiny in your life tonight. I want you to get connected with me on tonight. I want you to get connected like Mephibosheth was connected with the King David. because of his father, not because of him, because of his father. Let me tell you this, they are about to give you this car, not because you deserve it, but because it's your turn to receive the car. They will give you that job, not because you applied for it, but because it's your turn to get this employment. They will give you this house, not because you asked for it, but because it's a favor of God that is turning on you. I want you to touch somebody, if you have somebody close to you, and tell him, it's my turn. Let me tell you this. People of this world have been walking in fame, and as a celebrity, they have been doing everything they want, and they thought that it was good. But it's time for us, as children of God, to reign over, to dominate over everything, because everything belongs to us. It's our turn to reign. It's your turn.
It's my turn.
I feel the Holy Ghost now as I'm speaking. I'm prophesying and I'm declaring that it's your turn where you are. It's your turn to get the wealth back to your house and to your family. It's your turn to be able to influence politics by your ministry. It's your turn for your radio, for your broadcast station to be all over the world, because you will be a blessing for nation and for ministry. It's your turn to go and preach to authorities about Jesus is coming back. It's your turn to get married in this year, 2017. It's your turn. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost as I'm speaking.
Glory.
I see somebody as I'm speaking right now. I'm connecting with somebody where you are. I'm connecting
Jesus
with you. And I see the hand of God coming all over your body. I see the anointing of God flowing from your head down to the sole of your feet. I want you to receive this anointing, because God is about to perform miracles in your life. God has been calling you since you were in the womb of your mouth. God has been calling you to do greatness. But people don't recognize the call that you are. People don't recognize the call that is on your life. But let me tell you this. It's your turn to be able to impact the nation, to impact the church you are in. Receive, receive, receive in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to know that tonight, it's a night of impactation. I want you to know that tonight is a night of revival. Tonight is a night that the Lord is choosing for you to receive something that you have been longing for. Nobody will be able to say no to you anymore, because it's your turn to hear yes. Say that, it's my turn, and prophesy on your life. It's my turn in the mighty name of Jesus. It's
my turn.
God is about to change things around you. The table is turning right now. As I speak, the table is turning, and it's your turn.
Jesus.
Whew. I want you to put your hands, if you feel a pain anywhere in your body, I want you to put your hand where you feel the pain.
Any pain.
It's your turn.
Any discomfort.
Be here.
Oh, Jesus.
Ah, shaka.
Oda baba shaka.
Receive it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive that healing. I remember when I met the Lord, when I met him, some years and years back, when I met him, I got asthma, I got diabetes, I got this, I got that. The doctor didn't know what to do with my body, because I was a sick person. I didn't know what to do with my body either. And the day I look at this light that was coming down to me, when I got up, I didn't feel anything anymore. It took a year for me to recognize that the Lord has healed me completely for any kind of disease that I was carrying. I want to release the same anointing over your life tonight. I want you to receive the anointing of healing. But not only you, I want you to be able to carry this anointing and go pray for somebody. Because We are a network. We are creating connection here. So while I'm praying for you to receive your healing, God is putting this anointing of healing in your hand for you to be able to go and pray for somebody else for him to receive in the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus, in the mighty name Hallelujah. Of Jesus.
Ooh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the fire. I feel the glory.
Jesus.
America, it's time to wake up. It's not time to criticize the president. It's not time to talk about politics. It's time
Ooh,
for
Jesus.
Jesus to be the king of this nation. It's time for Jesus to be the king. That's all that matters. Nothing else matters. Who is the president? Who is not the president? That's not matter to you. What's matter to you is that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. And you shall not worry about anything because it will be taking care of you. Hallelujah. Oh,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord, for your manifestation. Thank you for the testimony.
Hallelujah. My God.
Release your glory.
Man,
thank
you.
I pray for deliverance.
Thank you, Lord.
I pray nationwide for your deliverance to happen.
Oh, Jesus.
Father, you are not a God of proximity or you are not a God of fire. You are a God that can touch anybody, anywhere
Ooh.
He is. Because you are omnipotent, you are omniscient, you can do everything, all things. That's why they call you El Shaddai. That's why they call you El Jibo. That's why they call you Jehovah Sabaoth. That's why they call you Jehovah Shalom. That's why they call you Jehovah Nissi. That's why they call you Jehovah. That's why they call you Jehovah Sikkenu. That's why they call you El Elyon. That's why they call you El Shaddai.
Ooh, Jesus.
You are the God Almighty. You can do all things anytime.
Oh,
we need it because you are there for us. Hallelujah.
My God. My God.
Release your
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
All I can hear is this word is for everybody listening. Whoever listens to this, this is for you. This ain't one particular. You don't need your name called. You don't need to be called out. This is for everybody under the sound of the voice of the man of God and the anointing that's going. And it's your turn. It's your time. Claim it. Declare it. Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
You better get me out of here. Oh.
Yes.
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 Yes, Lord. It's your season. It's your season.
God knows you.
Yeah.
God,
nobody else claiming it for
you.
You need to put a stamp on it. You need to put your name on it. Oh, Jesus.
It's my
turn.
Struggling is over for you.
My God.
Now.
My God. What's my word? What is
my
word?
Season of harvest.
Now.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Now. It's my turn now. Get out the way.
Now.
Get out
Hallelujah.
The way.
Hallelujah.
It's my turn.
Now. Hallelujah. Now. You've been getting denied for so long. You've been getting shut down for so long. Doors been shutting in your door for so long. But no longer that it happened. It's your turn now. It's your turn to walk through that door. It's your turn to walk through that door.
Everybody out there has an ache or a pain somewhere. Tonight is your night. The man of God said it's your turn to be healed. Now, you've been praying for other folks. It's your turn to be elevated. Yeah, you've been elevating other folks. It's your turn to step up to the next level of no longer serving, but being a servant. You're going to catch that in the long run. Because when you're serving, you're just doing what people tell you. But when you become a servant, you are now giving because of God. And
My
it's your
God.
Turn to heal. And I know that the healing, the anointing right now, I don't care what geographical place you are right now, in the spirit, we're one.
Mm.
Touch yourself where you've been hurting, and I guarantee you, you won't hurt no more. Ooh. Touch yourself and claim the hand of God moving because of your faith, and you will be healed tonight. It won't be no more doctors saying this and no more people saying that. It may be, oh, thank you, Jesus. Somebody dealing with a lawyer, a court case. It won't be no more physical, but the spiritual will heal you. If you hear this word tonight, it's your turn to step it up.
Yes,
it's your turn to be accountable. Yes, it's your turn to be responsible. Yes. It's your turn to not look at your physical abilities, but to get in the spiritual ability. You can do all things. Because I can do all things. It's my turn. And if you don't want yours, I'll take yours too. It's my turn.
Yes.
My God. My God.
Hallelujah.
What a mighty word. What a mighty word. What a mighty word.
Hallelujah.
Blessed us. He blessed us.
Jesus.
He blessed. He blessed us. My God. My God. My God. My God.
You,
my God.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord. Oh, this is good. This is good. There may be somebody on this line tonight that you need to get involved with the conversation. I'm hoping one out there doesn't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. We need you to dial one because we have a private room to get your starter kit. But you are on this call. You are on this line. You are listening by the internet or by phone. Dial one right now. We want to bring you into the conversation. I know God is speaking to you tonight. Let us hear the word flow from you. I will throw you under the bus, so you better go to dial one now. But in that place, I want to go ahead and bring in, this is man up, but man up is sister up, woman speak now. Carolyn, Minister Carolyn, good evening. I know you got something to say. You've been dialing one since we started.
Praise the Lord.
Hey!
Amen.
Thank you. It's some real good stuff tonight. I get happier and happier every time I'm on the live with you guys. But I was thinking when I was laying here listening and I was writing and taking notes like always, and when you said for healing, I started touching my forehead. And I wasn't meaning that I had a headache, but I need healing of my mind. You know how you have to renew your mind? And it's a whole lot of things that have been changing in my life. But I really, 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 because my mouth gets busy, it has no brakes or no filter. And I need to change that. Being a minister, like you told me yesterday, it's like being a street minister. But I want to be God-like. I want to have the love of God. I want to give the love of God. I want to have a mind like Christ. So when he said you're healed, I start touching my head, and I'm like, I know for a fact that my mind is healed. I'm not going to say that it's going to be healed. I'm saying that it's healed, and I'm going to be free from a lot of bondage that I know I have bottled up in there. And I just wanted to share that the message was blessed, very blessed. And when he said, stay away from people that are killing God's anointing. And I know I have some associates that I may call friends that I have to get away because they not with the program like I am. And even though I'm far away in Palmdale, when I travel to L.A., maybe I need to go to the right spots. Maybe I need to spend more time at Sylvia Nunn's and do more outreach work, even if it's by myself without my team. But I know that I'm already, I receive it, and I appreciate what you've given me tonight on the line. And I know I want to use God's anointing because I know for a fact that I have an anointing on my life, and I know that my mind needed to be healed in order for me to proceed into doing the work of the Lord. And that's it.
And that's so true. Because let me tell you this. The mind is your work. That's your job to fix your mind, to change your mind. But there are some things that we're going to pray right now. I need the apostle to pray for you because there are some
physical ailments. Yes, I would have to talk to her.
Come on now. Go ahead, man of God.
Minister Carolyn, as you were speaking, I don't know you, but as you were speaking, the Lord was showing me how a joyful person you used to be, how happy you used to be, how helping people you used to be. And those things are kind of vanishing in your life because somebody hurt you that bad. And those people took away from you the joy that you have to serve God. But I'm telling you, as I'm speaking to you right now, I feel a flow. I feel a flood coming through my body, and I'm connected to you right now, and I release this anointing over your life. God is connecting to your right people right now. And God is bringing joy back to you. God is bringing happiness back to you. It's your turn to be happy again. It's your turn to be into the ministry again and to fall like God wanted. It's your turn to pray for people and be excited about. It's your turn to be able to impact the people around you and to be excited and feel excited about it. And nobody will be able to take that away from you. I command and I bind any kind of spirit stopping you to get to that place in the mighty name of Jesus. You receive your deliverance of your mind, your body, and your soul. Now as I speak in the mighty name of Jesus, receive that for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes. Carolyn, I'm telling you now, you better listen to the word of God. I did not share. Me and this man of God just met 7 minutes before the show started. I'd not spoken nothing about your life. You better hear the word of the Lord. Everybody on here that know me and have heard something tonight, I have not spoke one word of your business. But you heard something tonight that's pulling you up. I don't do that. I don't test people and say, I got this going, I got that going. Listen to this. That was the Holy Spirit. And he's moving in California. He's moving in Florida. He's moving in Wisconsin. He's moving in Texas. He's moving in Atlanta. Oh, we all over the place. He is moving. One Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
we gotta
Lord.
Believe.
Yes, Lord.
Anybody else? Come on, dial one. Come on up in here before I throw you under the bus, Minister Terry. You probably bought. You're the first bus, Minister Terry. Welcome to Man Up. You see what we're talking about? Let's make. Can we push? That's our move, Apostle. That's our move on the network right now. It's called push.
Okay.
Push represents this. I'm pushing favor. I'm pushing prayers. I'm pushing love. I don't know where it's going, but I'm pushing it out, and I believe in others are pushing it out too. And in the midst of that, you might get caught up in our push. You're going to be blessed. Push.
Yes.
I'm pushing. Oh, I'm pushing. Oh, Jesus.
Amen. Glory to God. Oh, yes. I've been listening, family, and I've been taking it all in and basking in it because, like he said, we are never alone. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. Praise
woman of God, just don't say any more words. Just raise up your hand where you are right now. Don't say another word because it's time for you to get into the prophetic, to get into that dimension, because I feel the prophetic anointing on your life as you were speaking. I can sense the prophetic flowing all over you. But sometimes people don't understand the dream and the vision that you have. And sometimes you spend time trying to understand those dreams and visions. But let me tell you this, God is about to bring you to another level because you are needed. In this season, you are needed. That's why you are receiving this anointing all over your life now. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, it's your turn to prophesy.
Hallelujah.
Say
it. I receive it.
Hallelujah.
Now, I receive it.
Over your family will happen now. You declare. Tonight is your night of declaration over everything for your family. You need to do some prophetic proclamation over your family tonight. Take the time to pray and declare things as you will declare it. Things will happen because God has anointed your heart and He's anointed your mouth for you to speak, and then it shall come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. I receive it.
Mr. Terry, this is very instructional. You don't need to say no other words other than this. I receive it.
I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus.
He knows
thank
you got
you,
hallelujahs. He knows you got thank yous. But he needs your confirmation that
testimony.
You really
receive
it. The
thank
prophetic
you.
Word.
Thank you.
The prophetic word. Those things that are not as if they were, but you speak it already into life, into existence.
My God.
Thank you.
My God.
My turn. I got your next one because this is a prophetic broadcast tonight. Evangelist Virginia Valentine. I just want you to start speaking and let the man of God hear your voice. And once he says something, let him speak into your life.
Oh Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Women of God,
hallelujah,
you have allowed fear to take your heart and to make you take some wrong decision. But God is about to repair. God is about to repair the stuff that was going wrong in your life now. God is about to repair it because fear was taking over. You don't have to fear anything anymore. God is the Lord that is fighting for you, is the one who is fighting by your side. You are walking into victory. As I'm speaking to you, God is releasing angel into your life to move on your behalf. You have nothing to worry about. You have to stop crying. You have to stop worrying about anything about tomorrow because God got this. It's your turn to be able to sustain in the season because the Lord is taking care of you.
Oh my God.
He is your shepherd.
Oh
my
God.
You shall not worry. You shall not worry. Drop fear into a garbage can. Drop faith and walk into victory as I speak. Walk into faith. Because nobody will be able to stop the move that God starts with you. Nobody will be able to. They try to talk you out of whatever you were doing. But God said, I got this. You don't have to worry about anything. They won't be able to understand you. Fine. God understands you. And
oh
you
my
are
God.
Walking into victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive it. It's yours. It's yours. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
now,
you.
Now, watch this, evangelist. Hold up. Don't say a word. Your worry is not yours. Your worry is about others. You need to release that. Because there will never be victory because your worry is not your own worry. You got it made. God is taking care of you. He's blessing you. He's anointing you. But your late midnight hour cries, your midnight late hour worries is about somebody else. Stop.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Yes, God.
Stop today, right now. Right now. Stop. This is your turn for you to worry about you. I was sharing with someone just on the same broadcast because we're doing some texting and some messaging that you know what? You can't do better for nobody else until you get you right.
My God.
That's when you take personal responsibility and say, know what? It's me and my God. I know I care about him. I love him, but I love God more.
Yes.
That's your worry. That dropped down right after the man of God spoke that. That's your worry. Yeah. Your worry, you don't have no worry.
No.
If you were just dealing with you alone, you was made, set up. You could travel the world if you wanted to, if it was just you.
My God.
But your worry
God.
Is others. I'm going to leave it there.
Oh.
Yes.
Love
you, God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, I love you. I love you,
Jesus. I love you. I
love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I love you, Jesus.
I worship you tonight, Jesus.
Minister Charlene, I'm gonna bring you in next as we continue to worship. But I just want you to speak a couple
name,
of words
Jesus.
To the apostle and let him speak into your life.
Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus.
Right now,
I
yes.
We worship
you.
I worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I praise your name, Lord. I glory in your name, Jesus. I magnify your name, Lord. You are Jehovah.
It's my turn.
Jesus. It's my turn.
It's my turn. It's my turn.
It's my turn now.
It's my turn.
It's my turn now. Right now. Win. Right now. Win. Right now. Win. Right now.
It's my turn.
It's my turn. It's my turn. It's my turn. It's my turn now. It's my turn right now. Win now. Right now. It's my turn. Yes, it is now. Win right now.
Right now.
Right now. Right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's my turn right now.
Somebody else ought to get into this anointing because it's flowing. And I know you don't even have to dot one. I just need you to raise your hand and receive it.
Yes.
We don't need to hear your voice, but you need to step up and receive it. Area code 214-9139. Just start speaking and let your voice go forward and let the apostle hear.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's my time now, right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we glorify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, have your way, Father.
Refreshment, 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 refreshment for yourself.
Thank you, Jesus.
Refreshment for her. Refreshment for her now. Refreshment for her now. Refreshment for her now. Lord, you restore. You restore. You restore. You restore. You restore. In the mighty name of Jesus, woman of God, it's your season. Woman of God, it's your season. Be encouraged. God is seeing the work that you are doing. Be encouraged, woman of God. Be encouraged. Be encouraged because God is making a mighty move on your behalf now. Be encouraged and be restored by the Holy Spirit as I speak. Receive this. It's your portion now. It's your turn to be elevated. It's your turn for people to see the glory of God in your life. It's your turn to show to the world that he has called you.
Hey.
It's your turn to show it to people. It's your turn. God will make you work with signs and wonders. He will make you work with signs and wonders in the mighty name of Jesus. It's your time. It's your season, women of God. Just walk. Just walk, just walk, just walk, just walk, just walk, and we
pray
in the mighty name. Hashabayam
talaba. I
love this. It is a fire that's going forward. Don't you know you are now charged to be a part of the epidemic of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Your turn to tell somebody else it's their turn.
It's your turn.
Most people think it's my turn. It's time for me to be glorified and magnified. No, my turn is to die of myself that somebody else can live.
Because
that's what Jesus did for me. He did it for you. He did it for everybody else. But he did it for me. My God. For my turn to really step up, I really understand what it means to... If I desire to follow him, I'll take up my own cross, but I deny myself and I follow. And I follow to tell somebody else that they can do better than me, that that God has a better call on their lives. And people say, I can't sing like you. I can't talk. Yes, you can, because God has a better plan for your life. It may not be through singing or preaching, but a way that we can all be on agreement that it's my turn to share Jesus. Oh my God. I wish I had a mic in my hand. You know that thing they got going across the nation? I'm dropping a mic right there. Oh my God.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Minister Charlene, just start talking. Yes, let the apostle hear your voice and move.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord God. I bless your holy name, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, you're worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God. You're worthy of all the praise, God. You're worthy of all the glory. Oh, God.
Minister Charlie, your humility will precede the glory that God is bringing into your life. The humility that you have to serve Him. The humility that you're serving others instead of yourself. The humility, it will be rewarded. That's what I'm hearing as I'm speaking to you. You like to be in the background. You like to do things. You don't want to be seen. But let me tell you this. This is a season where people have to see you. You cannot hide in the background anymore. It's your time. It's your turn. And your finances are renewed as I speak. God is renewing your finances as I'm speaking to you. There is an overflow coming into your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, woman of God, it's your time. I feel this prophetic anointing that is all over your life. Whatever, whenever you put your knees on the ground, God is allowing things to happen. Just continue to do what you are doing and be a blessing for people. Because God will reward your faithfulness and your humility. It will reward it. Don't let nobody tell you otherwise. Because it's Hallelujah. Your time and it's your season in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Hallelujah. I release your anointing over our life in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive now as I speak. Receive, receive. In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
I'm sitting over here because I have relationships with every person that's on this broadcast. And I'm hearing the words that are spoken because it is time to stop taking the back seat. But to stand in the position God puts you. You don't have to worry about where you are because God going to take the first and make them last. But if we all submit that humility, He going to make you first.
Hallelujah.
But it's up to you.
Yes, God.
It's up to you to move.
Yes,
it's up to you to speak.
Yes,
it's up to you to,
yes,
thank you, Holy Spirit. It's up to
Hallelujah.
You to dedicate to excellence.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We worship you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody else. I know the Lord is telling you to dial one.
Yes, Lord.
And you need to dial one and come on up in the conversation that you can believe, that you can receive, and then you can achieve the things that you've been hoping and wishing for. This is a word to say, oh, my God, I'll throw you under the bus. Don't mess with me tonight. Holy Spirit. Move.
Yes, Lord. For whoever is still on the conference call, on the line right now, for whoever
we're about 75 strong right now. We're about 75 strong, still live. We should have been having a lot of ringings, but I want to say this too. I know I'm telling you to dial one. That doesn't mean you can't receive. All you got to do is throw your hands in the air and say less of me and more of Him. And you're now going to be impartation of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
But some folks out there need to talk it. Some people need to profess it. Some people need to shout it loud because you've been quiet.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. It's your turn. Oh, man of God. It's your turn, man of God. It's your turn.
Hey. Pastor DeWayne. Come on.
Hallelujah.
My God. He releasing. All you got to do is receive it. He releasing it. All you got to do is receive it. It's your turn. It is your turn to be blossom. It is your turn to walk.
No. I'm not trying to be rude either, but I got to cut you off. No, it's your turn. God has imparted into you something that He could do for nobody else. A ministry to grow people's lives, to encourage people like never before. This is your turn. Madison, not moving, not leaving. Madison, Wisconsin. This is your turn. You have been given an opportunity that you got to claim it, you got to speak it, you got to move in it by your faith. Nobody else's faith.
Yes,
your faith has to make this thing happen. The mantle that has been passed on to you is the turn of the century for you. But it's up to you You got to put the key in the ignition. You
got to
turn it. And then when you turn it and it starts up, you got to smash the gas. It's up to you because it's your turn. You're not allowed to speak in nobody's life tonight because he's speaking into your life.
Because
you've been doubting. You've been worrying. You've been questioning. You've been saying, where's the help? Where's this? Stop asking and just look. And he's going to send it. No more doubt. No more worry. This is your turn. You've been asking for it. You've been saying, where is it, God? It's right before you, but accept it and start talking it, speaking it. Don't worry about the job you own. Don't worry about the people you're dealing with. Accept your turn. And God, God, I told you earlier, God has already made a way, but are you ready for the way?
Oh, I'm ready. I receive it.
My God. Yes.
I receive it. It's my turn. It's my turn. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Wait, you brought him here. Did you really think I thought you brought him here for the network? You brought him here just for you. This is your night.
My God.
This is your elevation.
My God.
Because I know everything he said to you, you was talking about, wait a minute, is he preaching to me? I wanted to hear about the fig tree. No, he had a word for you. I'm glad I got blessed, and I'm glad all the others that got on the line got blessed too. But I'm going to tell you right now, this was for you.
My God, and I receive it. I receive that. My God, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hey. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
See, some people need to hear that when they've been given something they've been asking for a long time. Because they were thinking it ain't real. Why me? Wait a minute. Hold on. Is this no? See, you have to know that when you speak a word from God, it's gonna come to pass. But are you in the right position to see it before you saw it? We always want to see it on the outside. Facts. We need facts. So we need to walk by faith and not by sight. You got to look on the inside before you see it on the outside. My turn is in the inside. That $1 trillion ain't came yet, but on the inside, it's already arrived. I'm going to stop there. Oh, my God.
Jesus. My God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Yes, Holy Ghost. Yes,
I ain't gonna
throw
my bank account.
Yes,
look, I ain't gonna throw my bank account out there, Pastor D. But if I did, you'd be like, that ain't nowhere near that trillion you just said. But guess what? It's not on the outside. I'm a trillion, billion to gazillion. I'm gonna make up some numbers in the spirit. And everything else is taken care of.
Yes,
so now it's no longer my will, but the will of God. That means anything I ask according to his desires, what? I'll have it. I'm getting excited because I ain't got to worry about somebody telling me what I can or what I would or should have, could have did. I know I already have it.
Yes, Lord.
You know it's a good word when you get me fired up like this. Oh, my God.
My God. Boy, I'm in there biting my nails. Thank you,
I'm lifting
Jesus.
My hands because I'm trying to look. I'm going to be transparent with you right now. The anointing is so heavy right now, I can't take my hands down because all those people that have not raised their hands and received this, I ain't letting nothing get by. I'm taking all that's left over. So don't raise your hands. I'm getting it. Oh, my God.
My God. Thank you,
Lord. We got a caller. Hold on. We got another. No, the Holy Spirit's moving. Sharon, you're live. Just start talking.
Thank
Just start
you.
Talking and let your voice be heard.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is my turn. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Whew. Can you say that one more time? Apostle, you still alive? Okay, he dropped. But I'm going to speak it to your life. Guess what? Your turn means all that stuff, when you, you know, that when you had momentum, something happened. God says, take back your momentum. God says, get that push back, because you were there. And something happened. Something happened. Something happened. And we know it wasn't of we know it wasn't of God. We know that the world is always trying to rob, kill, and destroy. But watch this. It's not too late. Your turn is now. For everything that you know is prosperous, for you to be able to bless the family of God, get back in position. In the name of Jesus. Pastor Dwayne. Hello?
Yeah.
No, Sharon, I heard you say something. Go ahead, Sharon.
I said my hands are raised. Praise the Lord.
Don't let them down, because I still feel in the spirit that there's some anointing that's left behind. If you leave it, I'm going to get it all. I'm going to tell you now. I am hungry. I am thirsty. Oh, Evangelist Virginia just threw up. She just multiplied some hands. I don't know where she got them from, but they all over. But I'm telling you, I am thirsty for the anointing that is flowing right now in my hands. I have not put them down for the last 15 minutes.
Yes, Lord.
It's my turn.
Yes,
get out the way if you don't want yours. I move. It's my turn. Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Closing remarks, Pastor Dwayne.
Well, I just want to leave this tip. If the email, if they, you know, if you want to get a hold to Apostle.
No, he's back. He's back. He's back. Apostle, I see. He's dropped, but he's back.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I'm going to let
Okay, but hold on. Before you go there. Wait. Before you go there, I need to do this. Hold on. One second. Let me find her. I need him to hear her voice. I really do.
Okay.
Sharon, could you please just talk?
Yes, I'm still here.
Can you just speak what you said before Apostle was dropped at that point? But I need him to hear your voice, because I know there's a word for you, other than, because I know you. I know what to tell you. We got a relationship in the spirit. We family. You covenant. But watch what comes. Just start speaking.
Oh, I said, hallelujah, praise God. I said, it's my turn. My hands are raised.
Father, hear your daughter coming with expectation on tonight. Father, I pray that you release your anointing of her life. Can you raise your hand? Can you raise your right hand now? As I speak, I feel a strong anointing of healing going through that hand right now. God, I've called you to that ministry of healing. Let yourself be ready. Pray.
Right.
Just touching people and pray. Just go out. Just go out and go. Just go pray for people, because the anointing is on you. Go pray for people. I see your heart as we're speaking right now. I see your heart. You have a heart that care for people. You have a heart caring. You love so much people. You are like a mama bear for people. People like being around you because of the things that you create, the atmosphere that you create. I can see that as I'm speaking to you right now. And God, that's the reason why God is releasing this anointing of healing over your life. For those people who are attracted to you, coming, staying all around you, all over you, it's because you have something to impart in their life. I want you to receive that anointing over your life. I want you to receive this refreshment from God, and your life will never be the same. I know some people did wrong to you. They thought that you were stupid because you loved them, even though they did wrong to you. But let me tell you this. God is taking care of those wrong people. God is taking care of them. You have nothing to worry about. God is taking care of that for you. Because the only thing you have to continue to do is to love people. Never stop to love. Because that's where your blessing will come from. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Oh, yes. My God. Oh, Shabbat.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody ought to lay out the spirit right now. Shabbat.
My God. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Somebody ought to be shouting hallelujah right now. Shabbat.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Folks get scared of this type of move. Folks get scared of it because we don't trust God's spirit. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can think or ask.
Yes, Lord.
He says, I am spirit, and those who worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Don't doubt God. Don't limit God. Oh, my God. Don't put God second and believe that he's done it for you.
Don't get it twisted.
Pastor E recognizes the anointing of prophetic word. I don't play. I don't want to let anybody get on this broadcast. But I know when God is speaking, you need a word. You better dial one tonight. It's available.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
It's available.
Yes.
But you got. But you must want it first.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Shabbat.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I have to bring this caller in, and she's gonna say I threw her under the bus, but Kim Scott. I'm putting your whole name out there. I just need you to speak a few words that the man of God can hear your voice.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, Kim. Say something.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, I did it. Yes, I did it. Yes, I did it. But I just need you to just say hi. I just need you to say praise the Lord. So I need to hear the sound of your voice.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Okay. I'm still respectful. I'm going to give it like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But in the mighty name of Jesus, that prayer is going forth to anyone who is listening tonight.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Everything was for you, just like it was for me.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Apostle, please share with us your information. I know there's going to be someone that says, hey, I needed to reach out to him. I really wanted to let him know my pain. Something he said wanted to change my life. This is an open network. We want to be a unified family. We really are trying to build a network in every city, every state, every country that we all know where to call. Let people know how they can get in touch with you and by your internet, your website, phone, whatever you want to give out.
All right. Well, those people who want to contact me, they can go on my Facebook page, Apostle Pierre Logan, or they can dial 608-320-8247. That's my phone number. Or they can go with rima4ministries@gmail.com. That's the three way they can contact me and they can reach out. Generally, when they call me, if I don't answer my phone, maybe I'm praying in prayer or something, just leave me a detailed voice message and I will call you back. Or just reach out my page, my Facebook page, Apostle Pierre Logan, and we'll get God bless you. Thank you, Pastor E, for this platform. God continue to bless you. Let me release that word for you. You are a father of fathers. You are somebody who got the anointing of Abraham. And God told you that you will be like Abraham, be a father of the multitudes. God told you that. And God is about to materialize whatever he told you and promised you. And sometimes you feel like the plan about what God told you are not coming the way you were expecting them because God is about to surprise you. Let me tell you this.
Hey!
This dream that you had about having a broadcast TV, not only a broadcast TV, but a panel of broadcast TV all over the world. This dream is about to come to pass because God has already wrote a check with the number of zeros that you need to make this happen. Let me tell you this. Because of your heart and because of your humility, there's a reason why God will make your dream come true. Because he wants men like you that are about to go beyond themselves to see others be blessed. When you ask something for yourself, God is giving it to you. But when you ask for others, that's where God is blessing you. And it's an anointing that is over your life. And I'm blessed and I'm honored to know somebody like you. Just stay blessed.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something, my man. You spoke something tonight that I've been knowing for over 20 years that this is the first time I've heard it spoken. The Abraham connection to me and being able to be in areas to father people. That you spoke it so clearly. Nothing else matters. All the rest of that will come. But that there was the first of our, that's the first confirmation of that. And I know it's my turn. You are anointed. You are prophetic.
Amen.
You are apostolic. You are a man of God. I'm fivefold, so God, I think you're fivefold too. I don't get stuck in one area. I just move by the Holy Spirit. So I'm fivefold. You're fivefold. Pastor D, you fivefold. We are just a family of fivefold.
My God.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor Dwayne, close your remarks.
I'm gonna be quiet. I thank the apostle for being the guest on the Man Up the Movement. He blessed us. I thank you, apostle. I thank you. I thank you for even giving me an opportunity to meet you. And you know, I say it all the time. If I don't say with words, I say with my heart when I see you. I thank you for having faith in me. I thank you for having trust in me. You know, I don't take it lightly. Don't nobody put persons in fathers of their ministry and say, hey, I want you to run. People don't do that. They have to see a love of trust and a love
Well, a true apostle does.
Yeah, a true apostle does. Because that's what I'm saying. And so I appreciate him. I want to say that out on air. This is my apostle. I respect him. I thank you, Pastor E. That's my pop. That's my mentor. I'm glad I bumped heads with him. Look, God is doing wonderful things in our life, and I'm just pleased with it. I appreciate you.
Amen.
I thank you for coming on. You know, you may have to be another one of my guests, so I just hope that, you will say no problem.
No. You missed that opportunity. We going to get the apostle here on another capacity and make some available time for the apostle here on the Now Network. I've been getting messages all over. Man, where he at? Well, get him back. Get him back. Get a show. You set up a lineup for him.
Amen.
I'm not playing. I got 13 messages over the word that has went forward about how prophetic this is. You need to give honor where honor is due. We don't need proof because we know when you speak the Holy Spirit and you allow him to take over, it's going to all come to fruition. But you still need to know that you're on. You still need to know, wow, it ain't just me getting it. It's other people that believe like me that get it. Because it's not a supernatural power or a magical situation. It's a miraculous move of God of people that believe together. I believe I was going to hear a word of life tonight. I got a word of life. Oh, my God, and I'm alive.
Amen.
That's how changing my life is.
Amen.
So we have manned up tonight. God bless you guys. I'm blessed. Apostle, we will get connected. I need phone numbers and one-on-one. Pastor Dwayne is going to make that happen.
Yes.
But we can get connected
and
take this to the level because we're going to both partner together on Madison. We're going to both assist that move. That's what I got tonight when God told me this was for Pastor Dwayne, that we both, even though you planted him there, we both can assist. There's things that, you know, I have at my access and things we can make that thing go faster for him by the power of agreement. So I'm in.
Amen. Amen.
We want to be a part
of that plan.
Yes, we want to be a part of that plant, and we want to be a part of that down there in Florida. I have a covenant ambassador network that comes out of Florida, Orlando, Florida. As a matter of fact, I want to connect you with Bishop Keep Ireland's. I'll never get his last name right, but I'm going to connect you with him also. We'll do that offline. But God bless you, man. Pray us out of here. God bless you, family, for listening to us tonight. We have, you know what, normally when we start getting into that dialogue at the end, we lose everybody. We are standing strong with our broadcast tonight. Everybody is still listening and connected to that anointing, because when you lift Jesus up, he says he'll do what?
Draw all
men unto him. Pray us out of here, Apostle.
Father, we want to bless your name for tonight. Father, I'm honored to have been used by you. Father, you know that my heart is for the nation. You know that my heart is for your kingdom. My heart is for your glory. Father,
yes, Lord.
Please continue to use us all to be a blessing for others. Father, don't make us keep this anointing that we receive tonight, but make us spread it all over the place, all over the United States of America, all over the world, for people to see that you have chose us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, and we can all say amen. God bless you all. It was a pleasure.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.